ISIS finds itself under pressure in Syria and in Iraq. That raises a specter of ISIS fighters there from Europe trying to return home. As we've seen, extremists headed back to Western capitals like Paris and Brussels present the real possibility of attacks in European capitals. But other ISIS members may come back because they want to escape and renounce the group. Reporter Jake Siganaro recently spoke with one Belgian woman who traveled to Syria with her 4-year-old son to join the group. Now she's back in Belgium, trying to put that life behind her.
I meet Laura Pessoni in a hotel lobby in Brussels. It's far from the life she was living in Raqqa, the de facto capital of ISIS in Syria. Pessoni is 31 and grew up in a Catholic family in Charleroi in Belgium. Her best friend was Muslim, and Pessoni used to spend holidays with her family. Pessoni says the more she learned about Islam, the more she wanted to be a part of it. She converted when she was 16. She wasn't devout, though. For instance, she had a son with her boyfriend, but she says when he abandoned them, she spiraled into depression and retreated into an extreme form of religion. Pessoni says she created a Facebook profile under a fake name and posted photos of burqa-clad women wielding Kalashnikovs. It made her feel strong after the breakup, she says. But it also attracted the attention of an ISIS recruiter.
He played on my weaknesses. He told me that I could help the Syrian people, that I could be a nurse and be useful. It was really important for me to restart my life from zero because I was so depressed.
She was looking for love and purpose. He was looking for ISIS wives.
Recruiters tell us that our families don't understand us, but they understand us. And unfortunately, we believe them.
Pessoni says the recruiter would show her romantic videos about life in Syria, never the violent ones. So when a Tunisian man living in Belgium contacted Pessoni on Facebook, she decided to marry him and take off for Syria. In June 2014, 2 months after they met, they left with her 4-year-old son, Nassim. Pessoni says once they arrived, she was confined to a communal women's home with strict rules. That's when she began to realize she wouldn't be helping Syrians like the recruiter promised her.
I quickly opened my eyes that it was all a lie. I was just there to procreate for the Islamic State. Entering is easy, leaving is not. From that moment, I did everything to try to leave so that my son wouldn't become a terrorist.
Pessoni says she tried to shield Nassim, but he no longer belonged just to her. She says men would drop by unannounced to take him to the mosque. One day, her son returned with a teddy bear and a plastic knife and showed her how he'd been taught to behead the toy.
Thankfully, my son was only 4, because when boys are 12, they automatically go to fight.
Pessoni says during all this time, she was able to keep in touch with her family, and she told them how much she wanted to go home. Escaping became even more urgent when Pessoni got pregnant. Her first attempt to flee failed, but on her second try, she made it. Pessoni, her son, and her husband fled to the Turkish border, where her parents were waiting on the other side. Today, her husband is serving a 4-year sentence in a Belgian prison for associating with a terrorist organization. Pessoni was given a suspended sentence after judges determined she was sincere about not knowing the true nature of ISIS when she left. Still, she's monitored by police and has to check in regularly with probation officers. She's prohibited from leaving the country, using social media, and communicating with anyone she knew in Syria. She's also forbidden from speaking to her husband while he's in prison. She doesn't know if they'll stay together when he gets out. Pessoni has written a memoir called At the Heart of Daesh with My Son, and she's begun speaking to kids at local schools about her experience.
I made a very bad mistake. I regret taking my son there. I hope I can convince others not to go, to inform themselves, and above all, to know that Islam is not this, and that we can all live together.
Still, in the eyes of many people here, Pessoni is a terrorist sympathizer. Even her son, now 6, is seen as a threat, Pessoni says. She says Nassim barely remembers Syria, but he had to change schools because the parents of some of his classmates demanded he leave.
Mais voilà, maintenant j'espère que avec
Passoni says she's trying to move on with her life, but it's difficult to find work with her criminal record. She relies on her parents for support. All she can do now, she says, is tell her story instead of hiding. For The World, Jake Saganero, Brussels.